Well, look here. It's the Redneck Report.
Yesterday we were talking about the guy that lost his mind on that flight from Seattle to Anchorage. Not a good flight to lose your mind on, I imagine, but a Seattle to Beijing flight, even worse, because that's like a 15-hour clip. A Florida man went berserk last July on a Seattle to Beijing flight, beating passengers and crew members with a wine bottle before being subdued, and he got sentenced on Tuesday to 2 years in prison. His lawyer, though, had a perfectly good excuse for it. The 24-year-old man was simply under the influence of marijuana psychosis.
Weed is so commonly known to set people off and make them fly into a violent rage and beat people with wine bottles.
I've heard that.
He wanted to sleep on the overseas flight and ingested at least three edibles aboard the plane. Suffered delusions, hallucinations, and marijuana-induced psychosis, his lawyer said. The prosecutors and judge said, yeah, but he still beat people with wine bottles before being subdued by the flight attendants.
Ian, you are our edible expert here.
Yeah, this guy's a lightweight.
Have you ever consumed too many edibles at one point in time?
No, I can't say I've ever...
Really?
No, crossed that threshold. Absolutely not. But I know my tolerance and I know my limits.
He did try to open the emergency exit as well on the flight and got the lever about halfway up on the door. So neat.
No, it just sounds like this dude is bat-ass crazy.
Yeah.
And is looking for any sort of excuse to try... Like, what are you doing, man?
A Florida woman pulled a gun on a Publix shopper. Yes.
Was he beating them with a mini bottle of wine?
Those little teeny ones?
The plastic ones?
Sir, just please stop.
Because then I would say, okay, 2 years might be a little much.
A Florida woman got upset because somebody cut her off in the shopping line at Publix.
Oh, that ain't cool.
It's not cool.
No.
Officers charged the 36-year-old, whose name is Jessica Mock, with aggravated assault, though, with a deadly weapon without the intent to kill, after... She confronted the woman outside in the parking lot. So the woman cuts her off. They have a little verbal altercation, and then they go out into the parking lot, and that's when Jessica's like, pulls a gun on her.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Pointed the handgun at the victim. They continued to scream at each other for a little while, and then they went their separate ways. But you can't pull a gun on somebody because they cut you off at the grocery store.
Yeah, and you can't just, like, walk away.
If they hit you in the heel, your Achilles, with the with their cart, yes. You could pull any sort of gun or weapon. Pull a mace.
Right.
A broadsword.
Sure.
Some nunchucks. Whatever.
Nunchucks.
You know, because that there is no bigger offense at a regular grocery store. It is multiplied times 10,000 at Costco because their carts are 10 times that big. And they've got the push carts.
Uh-huh.
If you hit somebody in the back of the ankle with a push cart.
Instant death.
I'm fighting you right then and there. I don't care if you are an 85-year-old man who is retired. We're fighting right now, old man.
If somebody makes you mad in a store, this is how to handle things. This is the appropriate way to do it. A woman in Canada was so upset about something that happened at a Tim Hortons. I guess the employee did or didn't do what she wanted her to. And so this woman decided the best way to handle it was to drop her pants and take a slam right there on the floor. And then pick it up and start throwing it at the employees.
Like a gorilla?
She just took a poo right there on the floor. And then picked it up
what?
And started throwing it.
Well,
like
Dave,
a gorilla.
Why would you want to touch it?
She did wipe, though.
She did.
And then she threw the employees
yeah.
as well. There's video of this, but what better way to convey crappy service, Dave?
The incident occurred Monday at about 6:15 p.m., which seems a little too early for this to be happening.
I feel like children are present during that time.
Yeah.
She was, it looked like a yoga mom. That was the weirdest part of, I mean, but I guess you got Canada, so Canada's a whole nother story.
Oh, was she, like, attractive?
Who knows if she was or not. She was obviously crazy. But the thing that impressed me about this was, like, when I think about if I'm going to take care of business like that in the middle of a fast food restaurant, how would I go about doing that? And she just leans herself up. So, like, her legs are at a 45-degree angle and her back's pushed up against, like, a wall, essentially, and just that's what does it, and just boom.
Would you say this is a premeditated crapping? Like, she planned out how she was going to do it?
Oh, yeah. This is definitely a second degree number two.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.